I'm your radio man of a thousand nights with the strains of a haunting and beautiful music behind me, the strains of a tune handed down from an ancient race in present-day Peru. This mystic tune, wafted from the sacred pipes of Ixchunchan, was used to ward off a horrible demon which looked very much like a modern local sewer official, except for the expensive suit and cyclops eye. This tune is very dangerous. You should not listen to it, or it may cause tinnitus. Tinnitus is a constant ringing or buzzing sound in the ears caused by loud volumes of sacred or jinxed music. To counteract the curse effect of this music, please listen closely to this next song handed down to us from an ancient race in present-day Iraq. This next song is used to repel the horrible demon who looks just like the governor, only with two heads which are always fighting. But first, please quit smoking to reverse the damage done to your heart and brain and lungs. If you can't quit, get somebody to force you. If you're too physically powerful to be forced, freeze yourself until a future age when smoking will be outlawed and you can be safely imprisoned. I'm Mr. Mark. WMUH Allentown. I'm Mr. Mark, and I'm awfully glad you tuned in here. Awfully glad your radio's on, and your radio nighttime wonderland is canceled. I'll be with you instead. I'm Mr. Mark, and I have a message for inner-city residents about vandalism in the Allentown Cemetery, where a walking skeleton has been reported chasing would-be vandals out into the street and wrecking their car. Walking skeletons are sick and tired of having their gravestones kicked over, and this time they're fighting back, smashing windshields and attacking the vandals, physically biting them and poking them with handy American flags. You can avoid this trouble by staying out of the cemetery after hours. You should just go somewhere else to hold your seance or midnight erotic sex ceremony. Please do not drink beer in the cemetery and leave the cans sitting there. If you must drink beer, drink it on the steps of the police station and leave the cans sitting there. It should be very funny. Now, here comes a song going out to the girls in Prosser Hall from all the guys in Lehigh Prison's notorious Cell Block 5. Facing a lifetime stretch and with nothing to lose, these ruthless killers send out a song of peace. You can contact the ruthless killers and hear their side of the story. Just call them up. The Mr. Mark Show really is just chugging along. They're chugging along, chugging. Glad you're with us this evening. The radio show of no return is in full swing here, and tonight's unbearable parable has been postponed in favor of tonight's straight arrow, logical approach to radio fiction, in which a colony of high IQ ants, threatened by a large and dangerous nest of human beings, repel their attackers with insect logic instead of hatred. They told their human attackers a story about a similar situation in which an Air Force fighter plane had gone off course over a haunted missile silo that walked around all by itself. And the haunted missile silo was filled with a secret new weapon, which was a flock of poisonous cobras trained to come crashing down on enemy houses and scaring civilians into squashing the cobras, thereby distracting them long enough for the economy to collapse and a market to open up for a still newer new secret weapon, which was an invisible gas that makes its victims lose their memory and go to work for a broken-backed military engaged in research to invent still a better weapon, which is a parable or a story so incisive, so intense and subversive that it's broadcast to the general public. Once considered safe, is now considered harmless. But we can't bring you the Unbearable Parable just now. We're too busy running down a hit list of your favorite songs from the pop stars you worship. The titles on the list are a secret, but each one is loved by over 1 million American consumers who want to know more about garbage recycling. On our tiny spaceship Earth, if you aren't recycling, there won't be enough space to bury you when you die, and you may turn into a flesh-eating undead ghoul roaming the Earth in search of your lost soul, as dragging behind you the raiments of the crypt, as Hamilton Mall panhandlers ask you for spare change anyway, and rent-a-cops tell you to shove off and find a warm grate. The cruel world will shun you, and you'll be eaten by werewolves in the lobby of the sparkling clean Kraft Foods Company, and your remains will never be found. I'm Mr. Mark. Stay with us for one more hour, and you may win a coupon good for one more hour of free listening. I gotta go.